This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, we're launching into the second hour of the program and inviting you to join us on the radio. We've been talking about this horrible idea that is just going to keep coming back again and again. The people in the media, the lefties in the media, love it. So they just eat it up whenever somebody, you know, ponies the idea up for people to talk about.
As long as there are poor people, which there are always going to be poor people, right, they're going to keep talking about this nonsense.
The idea being economic, what they're calling economic empowerment. In this case, it's actually the idea of a universal basic income, where the government, in if these people get their way, will distribute money every single month to basically the claim. Some people want to see it to be everybody. Right. This particular proposal by one of the founders of Facebook is that it would only
along
go
with the mayor of Stockton, California.
Correct. The founder of Facebook approached the mayor of Stockton and pitched the idea to him as an experiment funded privately for now. But eventually they want to convince the U.S. government to give what they're calling a guaranteed income of $500 a month to every working American earning less than $50,000 a year at a total cost of $290 billion per year. He says a 50% tax rate on income and capital gains for Americans earning more than $250,000 would pay for it. Now,
which is exactly why Finland dropped it, because they realized what it would actually
what
the tax rate rise would be if they would make it work successfully.
Now, at the very least, they're proposing only giving it to working Americans, so that's different than some other proposals where it would just be given to absolutely everybody.
Right, every man, woman, and child.
Yeah. So that's a little bit of a different proposal. Not to say I support it, I don't, but it's a tweak that I've yet to see in some of these proposals. Now, of course, what does it mean to qualify as working?
Yeah,
does that
five hours a week?
Yeah, what does that mean? Going on here, this is the story from Reuters. We'll share more of it with you in moments. But first, we're going to Nolan. He's calling us from upstate New York, listening online via the TuneIn app. Hello, Nolan. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey there.
So here's the thing. I have libertarian ideas. I'm currently registered as a Republican because I don't really see a future for libertarianism, especially if you look at the presidential ticket they nominated in 2016.
Well, I mean, there's no future for libertarianism in New York. I can certainly agree with you there. We live in New Hampshire, where libertarians are doing great. We've got libertarians elected to the state house, and all is well here. But anyway, go ahead.
But I meant, like, in terms of the party. I'm, like, all for libertarianism as an idea. So I'm registered as a Republican. So, but I have not really been a fan of their stance on marijuana and recreational marijuana, especially if you look at Jeff Sessions, who...
He's not a libertarian.
Yeah, he's not a libertarian. And, just the way he not only violated, when it comes to recreational marijuana, but also how he violated states' rights, essentially.
Okay, so just to be clear, you're saying you're not a fan of the Republican stance on legalizing?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the Republican stance on that.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying you weren't a fan of the libertarian stance,
then
you pointed to Jeff Sessions as an example, which really confused me.
I don't know how you two got that. I heard him clearly.
Okay.
Yeah, Sessions sucks. He's a little dark elf.
Yeah, I agree. But
don't insult elves like that.
Yeah.
What about it?
How do we convince Republicans to kind of move? Because they have had a few pro-marijuana candidates. Like, they have Eric Brakey, who's running for the Senate seat in Maine, and he's on track to be the nominee. So how do we move the party in general towards a stance that's more,
I don't know if any of us...
War on drugs.
I don't know if any of us in studio tonight could give advice on trying to influence Republicans to be something other than Republicans, because none of us are Republicans.
Here is your solution. Yeah. You have to wait for all the old Republicans to die.
Well, okay, here's another idea. If you can actually make the idea of legalizing drugs or cannabis or whatever popular, then you'll see politicians following along with what people want. Eventually, they'll act like they were out in front of the train the whole time. As we've seen with some of these national politicians, there was some Republican guy, John Boehner or something like that.
He was
like a drug warrior, right? And now he's on the board of directors.
Former Speaker of the House.
Right. Isn't he now on like the board of directors of some cannabis?
Same board of directors that Bill Weld sits on.
Right. So, I mean,
And it's not that they figured that the voters were convinced and this is what the voters want. It doesn't have anything to do with that. It's all about revenue.
Sure.
And it's the same thing here in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
They haven't figured out how to tax it correctly yet. And our problem here in New Hampshire is we have the alcohol lobby. We make so much money from alcohol, they don't want weed.
Well, now, Conan, to some extent, you're right, but there is still the prohibitionist mentality that exists, and it exists on both the Democrat and the Republican side.
Right.
And it's not necessarily that they want revenue. It's that they truly believe that this is the devil's weed and that it will make black people have sex with white people and that it will make all kinds of women promiscuous. And
to quote one of the senators from a couple of years ago during a discussion on some kind of decrim thing that wound up failing at the time, I heard that if you put cannabis in a grinder, it turns it into 90% THC. And we can't just say that we're okay with people having that.
I saw that happen. I know that.
Ian, these politicians are willing to throw their prohibitionist nature out the window because they're running out of money. They don't have money to fund these programs that they want. They're willing to throw it out the window in order to get that extra money to pay for their crap.
I think that's true. I think that is what's going to bring a lot of them around. But here's my better suggestion for you, Nolan, rather than, you know, changing popular culture, a very specific political strategy for you. I mentioned that we're here in New Hampshire, you're there in New York.
So close.
You're very, very close, but not close enough, because New York is the number 50 on these,
I saw that.
Yeah, the Freedom in the 50 States. It's a study that's regularly done in the U.S. By the Cato Institute and a couple other institutes combining their efforts. New York's number 50, and it's way below even California, like 40.
Yeah, California became twice as bad, it would still be
number 49.
Higher than New York.
So New York's like the worst place you could possibly live if you care about freedom. So here's what you ought to do, is you ought to go to 101reasonsfilm.com, check out the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, and then start planning your move a few hours to the east, where you'll then be in the number one most free state. So an instant increase in freedom just by simply moving across the border. But further, what you're going to find out's the case, and I know this bugs Daryl, but it's the case and it's the truth. There's a bunch of libertarians who've moved here, and they've joined the Republican and Democrat parties. Most of them have joined the Republican Party, and they're trying to take the Republican, like literally, take over the Republican Party from the inside. And according to Mark Edge, who's one of our co-hosts here, he says they're darn close to actually accomplishing that. So if
they came within 100 votes of changing their platform to say that marriage is not just one man and one woman.
It's progress for the Republicans.
So you can either move here and stay Republican, or guess what? You could become a Libertarian finally, and you can vote Libertarian this year.
I'll be right down.
Hey, Nolan, I hope that helps. Sounds like you got to go. Thanks for the call tonight. Again, check out New Hampshire at 101reasonsfilm.com, because, you know, this is a strategy that has been being used against the libertarians for the longest time. It's one of the reasons why I got fed up with the Libertarian Party, and I called it quits. I was a life member of the National Libertarian Party, and I suspect there aren't that many of those, because, you know, it costs like a grand or something to...
It's $1,500 now.
When I joined, it was like a grand. This was, you know, 15 years ago or something like that.
Right, it used to be 1,000.
Yeah.
I wound up, because of a typo, getting life membership for $100.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So I resigned because I was sick and tired of all of these, let's call them conservatives, coming into the party and basically trying to take it over from the inside. This is called a hostile takeover, a political takeover. It is something that is just sort of part and parcel of the political process. If you have a club that is open to anybody, then you shouldn't be surprised when the people who hate you end up joining the club if your club is successful. If it looks like a political party is becoming a success, guess what? You're going to be infiltrated. It's just how it works. And so now that's happening to the Republicans here in New Hampshire, and probably to a lesser extent the Democrats. But that's happening, and I think it's good that it's happening in reverse, because we've got a lot of libertarians moving to New Hampshire. You should too.
From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the Crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the Crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the Crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The Crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the Crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation, a difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the Crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The Crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the Crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the Crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at pirateswithoutborders.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll free. You can bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, It's Ian.
And Cunningham.
And Daryl.
We've been talking off and on throughout the show here about this program that they're going to be launching sometime soon. I guess 2019 is when it's expected. It's going to last 18 months in Stockton, California, where one of the founders of Facebook is taking one of his millions and donating it to dozens of people on a monthly basis in the form of a $500 a month handout. They're saying they want to test this. They want to see what the results are. They want to see what people spend the money on. But yet we're not sure exactly how they're going to find that out beyond just asking them. Because the comments in the story so far make it sound like they're just going to be handing out cash, which means that you would then have to rely on the honesty of people to
Well, report. If that's the case, they're probably going to do some kind of selection surveys and wind up ensuring that whoever is selected is going to be willing to, you know, accurately report these things.
That doesn't mean anything. We're going to give you $500 a month. Will you accurately report what you spend it on?
No,
sure!
No, that's not how you pre-select people. You wind up doing a series of stuff, and then you later, we found that you've been honest with all of these other things.
Oh, you don't tell them in advance?
You don't tell them in advance. We're giving you money. Will you be truthful?
So you're saying you'd like put an article, an advertisement in the newspaper looking for volunteers for some sort of
study.
Right.
So you do not quite psychological experiment to make sure that they're going to be honest with you.
Hmm.
And then you say, you have qualified for this other program.
All right, that's possible. So the program here is being brought about by, as I said, it's something called the Economic Security Project, founded by Facebook co-founder Chris Hughes. He approached the mayor of Stockton, whose name is Tubbs, Michael Tubbs.
Michael Tubbs.
He's 27 years old. He says he grew up on food stamps, and he says that you'd get food stamps when he was a kid or whatever, but that's not cash, and maybe food's not the biggest need, so this gives people more agency to kind of make the best decision, he says. Now, the scheme is not without its detractors. The organization, this is Reuters reporting, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development argues that providing an unconditional basic income to everyone of working age would do little to combat poverty if not funded by extra taxes. Critics also say it would encourage people to look... Critics also say it would encourage people not to look for work. Finland's government has opted not to extend that country's two-year trial when it ends next December. Some lawmakers and economists had argued the scheme was too expensive and narrow to yield credible conclusions. For 31-year-old Shay Holloman, though, an extra $500 a month would allow her to make ends meet. She was recently released from prison after 11-year sentence and works a 9-to-5 job at a local nonprofit, then drives for Uber and Lyft in the evenings and on weekends. And she says, I still can't pay all my bills.
Yeah, I'm calling. Well, I don't know what the cost of living there in Stockton, but all these people who are complaining about not having the money, they work full day or three jobs, mm-hmm. more than full time, they still can't pay the rent, they still can't pay for food. Yeah, what else are you spending your money? What other vices are you spending your money on? I'm calling.
Or what sort of lavish housing are you trying to pay for? Because I always see this thing that will float around the internet every so often saying, there's not a single state where minimum wage pays for a two-bedroom house. Who on minimum wage is trying to live in a two-bedroom house?
Yeah, what year is your Android or your iPhone? What how big is your flat-screen television? How many computers do you need to have in the house? How many game consoles does your kids have?
Not just how new is your cell phone, but how much are you paying on your cell phone bill?
What about a car payment?
Because I hear a bunch of people say, like, oh, my cell phone bill is like $100-something. Pay $35 a month.
Yeah, stop. Go get yourself a Walmart prepaid.
Right.
$30 a month.
The criteria for participation in this experiment has not yet been decided, said the mayor, but already he's been receiving letters and emails from residents asking to be considered. Tubbs says he, quote, felt almost a moral responsibility to do something a little bit out of the box for his city of 300,000 east of San Francisco. Well, San Francisco is one of the highest costs of living in the United States, if not the highest.
Right. It's actually cheaper to travel between Las Vegas and San Francisco
than
to live in San Francisco.
Yeah. He says, I know, for me, I want to live in a community where people's basic needs are met, unquote. Community organizer Trina Turner, a pastor who deals with economically disadvantaged people, hopes the experiment will change the way people see Stockton, which declared bankruptcy in 2012 and has high rates of crime and homelessness. Quote, I think it'll begin to shift the narrative about Stockton. Instead of being the miserable city, will be the city that people are waiting to come to for all the right reasons. Except that's not the case, because what you're going to get is a line of people who want a handout. Because if the word gets out that if you can move to Stockton and get $500 a month for free, you're going to get the kind of people you don't want to show up in Stockton.
I like money.
Going back to the welfare system of the impoverished that a lot of gentrified towns are suffering here in the country that we were talking about earlier, that's exactly what Keene, that's exactly the problem that they have. Right here, downtown Keene, we have a honeypot, and people find out about it. Other towns, I've heard other towns, actually, they'll tell the impoverished where
to go.
And sometimes they'll actually bust them here.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Right, it's true, I've heard stories that some of the homeless here in Keene, because there's not room in the facilities to actually provide them a bed, they've been told, oh yeah, we can bus you to Claremont or Levenant. So yeah, the municipalities in New Hampshire
to do that.
And then
the government.
We're not turning anybody away.
Right.
They refused our offer.
This is a straight up honeypot that is only attracting a problem. And you know, a lot of these people, I've met some of these young individuals who could go out and get a job, but some of them are fleeing warrants.
Mm-hmm.
They're fleeing child support. A lot of them are fleeing child support.
Right, and you can't really get a job there because then all of your money winds up being taken on back child support.
There are a couple of them out there who are mentally unwell.
Right.
Who probably couldn't hold a stop-slow sign working for the road company. But no, a lot of them, they just don't want to work, and they know that they can get away with it. They're out there camping. They're having the time
There's
of their life.
There's a guy standing
out. And they got food every night, and they've got a place to sleep when it's cold.
Yep. There's a guy who stands out on the side of the road, or more than one guy, who is a panhandler out, and I talked to him the other day because I was sitting right next to him.
Yeah, I steal their milk crates when they're not there. Friggin' eyesore. I will. Well,
they're abandoned property, right?
If it has someone's name on it, I might not take it.
Oh,
but
really?
I mean, if it's some unknown or it's a blank crate, I take them. I use them. I put stuff in them. And that prevents them from being able to sit out there. Now they got to stand. Go ahead. What about him?
Yeah, and he was claiming. I said, well, what's your story? Yeah, because I wasn't going to give him any money, but I didn't want to sit there and ignore him. I wanted to talk to him. And he said that he just can't work. He used to work construction. His back's all torn up. But there he is, standing there all day. He says, I can barely do this.
He's standing now that I took his milk crate.
I can't stand for long hours.
And you work.
But you work.
Yeah. Right, but I also run half marathons, but if I stand still, back cramps up.
Mine too.
But what are you standing? If you're standing on hard pavement, you got to get you some of that soft foam stuff.
Anywhere, man. You stand still for 8 hours, it's going to hurt.
Back cramps up.
Yeah.
Man, I put mail in a box for three to four hours standing in the same area. I don't know how I do it.
There's more coming up here. 855 450 free, like freedom. Join us on the radio here. McAfee's running for president again. We'll tell you more.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.
You
USA Radio News.
President Trump will be taking part in the G7 this weekend in Canada. One of the things to be discussed will be the trade imbalance between the United States and other countries. Senator Rand Paul joined Fox News to talk about one thing that's always forgotten when it comes to discussing trade deficits.
Trade is largely beneficial to this country, and one of the things that people misinterpret is they talk about this trade deficit as if it's sort of money we've lost. Everyone has a deficit with people they buy stuff from. So I have a deficit with my grocery store. Texas may well have a deficit with Oklahoma or vice versa, but it's an artificial measurement, and it does not measure prosperity. You want to know whether your country has more trade or less.
Earlier today at the White House, President Trump signed the VA Mission Act bill, which will help the veterans out. President Trump and the First Lady today also took part in a FEMA hurricane briefing. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. That's the point of the program, though. We always bring stuff to the table to talk about. The we in the studio tonight includes me, Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Just head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we got waiting for you. You can get on board with our email list. You just go to freetalklive.com. You'll find the email sign-up box right there toward the top in the front page on the website. And also want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. You want to get the basic information about what Bitcoin is, the original, that which created all of these other alternatives and competitors. Bitcoin.com's got some of that info, and it'll get you started there. That's Bitcoin.com. Plus, they got a way for you to buy Bitcoin. You can get Bitcoin Core or Bitcoin Cash. You can also jump into their Bitcoin mining pools for either Bitcoin Core or Cash. It's your choice over at Bitcoin.com. So head over there, and then there's also news headlines and more. There's so many different features at Bitcoin.com. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, let's go to Tom in New Hampshire. Congress. That's what you're calling about. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Ian and I are the only two libertarian candidates listed on the New Hampshire Secretary of State's website.
Right, and I know for a fact there have been at least two, if not three or four people filed for state rep as libertarians that for some reason have not been added to that list of candidates.
So hold on, let's clarify something here. New Hampshire, for certain state for the state reps, you have to register at your local town city clerk, whereas at the state Senate or U.S. Congress or governor, the sort of the larger offices, you have to actually physically go to Concord and register
Correct.
At the Secretary of State's office. So I imagine it might take a little while longer to get information from the local offices.
The municipal clerks are supposed to shoot an email at the end of every business day.
Right.
But again, that's at the end
right.
of the business day.
That doesn't
day.
Mean the bureaucrats are going to get up the information by the end of the day.
Right.
And
so they're posting in Concord, they're posting a form at the end of the day, so they're not
right.
necessarily compiling
so there
stuff.
There might be a 1 day, you know,
right.
extra time window for the people filing state rep. Because, Daryl, you filed for state rep
yes.
Today.
This morning,
in Keene.
I was the first candidate to file in Keene.
And yeah. my son filed as a Libertarian candidate for state rep here in Hudson, New Hampshire, and he would. If he wins, he would join State Representative Caleb Dyer in Hillsborough County District 37. Caleb Dyer is, of course, a Libertarian state representative.
Caleb made history, for listeners who are not familiar, because we generally don't talk about, you know, in detail state politics here,
right.
but Caleb was worth talking about nationally because he made national libertarian history by becoming the first political elected candidate in 20 years in New Hampshire to actually become a libertarian while in office. So he did not get elected as a libertarian.
Correct.
He was elected as a Republican, and then when after he was elected, decided he was sick and tired of the Republican establishment trying to force the Republicans to vote in certain ways and put political pressure on them. And he said he'd had enough, and he joined the Libertarian Party. And he's always really been a Libertarian.
Right.
But he ran as a Republican because it's probably easier to get elected as a Republican or Democrat in most places. But to his credit, he's going to go it again. He's going to go for re-election, and he's going to run as a Libertarian this
yes.
time. And so I sure hope he can make it back in.
I think he's got a shot.
Well, he made it in last place out of like 11 candidates. It's a huge district that he
right.
runs
they,
in.
They elect 11 state reps yeah. in that district. The Democrats never field an entire slate of candidates in that district.
Because they lose.
So if he's able to get support from Democrats in that district,
okay.
he's got a shot at winning.
He does. He does. I think it's going to be interesting. I hope that he can get reelected. He's been great. I mean, he's really been a great great state representative. He's now, I believe, vice chair, membership or something like that of the Libertarian Party here in New Hampshire. He took some kind of leadership role.
I forget what he was. Secretary. He got elected as secretary.
All right, Tom, so you're running for U.S. Congress?
In the 2nd District, which includes Keene and it includes Nashua. And, the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire's website lists a couple of other people who have announced, but I guess they didn't file today because they have until Friday of next week.
This is also something worth pointing out here. It, along with Caleb being like the first to flip in 2016, because largely, I'm going to say it's largely because of the frustration that people had with the national Republicans and Democrats, the Libertarian candidate for governor, who really wasn't much of a Libertarian in New Hampshire that year, Max Abramson, who has called this show before. He got more than 4% of the vote,
correct.
And so that qualified the Libertarian Party, again, for the first time in 2 decades, for full ballot access at the same level as the Republicans
right.
and the Democrats, which means you don't have to...
Unfortunately, that means that we are forced to have a primary, which means that non-Libertarians can have some kind of influence over who the Libertarian candidate is.
If they choose to vote in the Libertarian primary.
And they have to already be registered as Libertarians as of yesterday.
Or
undeclared. Or undeclared, and then snag a ballot, and there are...
And
40% of voters
yeah.
in New Hampshire are registered as undeclared.
Right, but because New Hampshire is a more independent state, people here aren't as enamored with the Republicans and Democrats, and you can tell by the fact that people aren't registered to vote as Republicans and Democrats. The plurality of them are registered as what they call undeclared.
Right.
And in New Hampshire, for those that aren't familiar, that means that you can walk in on primary day, and you can declare as whichever party you want to vote in their primary, and then you get a ballot for that primary, and then on the way out, you can undeclare once
right.
again and go back to that.
In 2006, I waited until the last day, and that afternoon, I took a spin up to Concord and filed as a Republican for state senator because there was no Republican running for state senator. And the Republican Party big shots that took a look and said, oh, no, it's the guy who supports liberty and thinks logically, and he's like the only one running. We've got to find somebody to run against him. How much time do we have? Too late, because I filed the afternoon just before that. They got a guy to run as a write-in candidate. He won the nomination, by the way, but he had to go around campaigning. I mean, they hit the ceiling, and it was a low turnout. And a lot of people switched over to Republican to run in.
So,
and,
Tom, usually as a political candidate, you got like two or three top issues. What are your issues going to be as the U.S. Congress candidate in the primary for the Libertarian? Because I suspect you're going to have a primary challenger.
Right. The party has already endorsed Justin O'Donnell, who is actually a dues-paying member of the party.
Liberty and justice for all. Those are two of my issues, liberty and justice. And the other one is to secure the blessings of the metric system to ourselves and our posterity.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And what you were saying there is that this guy, Tom, is actually, to your knowledge, not a party member. He's just registered as a libertarian.
He is not a party member, or at least not of the state party. Mm-hmm. And that membership was actually revoked back in the 90s because some of his positions violate both the platform and the statement of principles of the party.
What's wrong with the metric system, Darrell?
We happen to know from his calls to this show that Tom is a homophobe.
Yes.
I don't know if that violates the platform, but we do support gay marriage.
Right. We also oppose bigotry, and he has also, when he was a Republican state rep back in the year 2000-2001, he had to resign because of statements that could basically be construed as advocating killing police officers.
Which he's called this show.
Libertarians oppose violence.
Well, not... the argument, including one of our co-hosts on Monday evening, that the police are always initiating violence, and so therefore it's fully within a libertarian viewpoint to use violence against the police. Now, I don't agree with that viewpoint, but it's not unheard of, and it's not either, also it's not uncommon within the libertarian sphere.
Unfortunately, it's not uncommon, but I would say that it definitely violates the statement of principles of the party.
Self-defense is self-defense.
The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Yeah, but Conan, is it self-defense to walk up to a cop on the street and put a bullet in his head if he hasn't actually done anything to you at that point?
Or if somebody stole your tricycle 30 years ago, can you kill them? Is that self-defense?
There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free here. Coming up, John McAfee. He is back making headlines. I mean, when is he not making headlines? This time he's running for political office again. He's thrown in his hat into the 2020 presidential election, and apparently he's announced his own cryptocurrency as well. We'll tell you about that on the way here. It's Ian Conan and Daryl in the studio. But also want to make sure you know about freetalklive.com, where you can get behind the show for just $5 a month via our AMP program, ampamp.freetalklive.com. That's where you can go to get signed up, and it's $5 a month that we invest into Free Talk Live so we can get on more radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board with the show, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. If you value what we do and you think it's worth, you know, the price of a fancy cup of coffee or a cheeseburger or whatever every single month, then help us out. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up with PayPal. You can use credit card. You can use Bitcoin Core. It's up to you. And you get some cool perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only Facebook group, the AMP-only chat rooms on the Discord, and more. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there. We go to Robert. He's in Bellows Falls, Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my calls.
Yes, sir.
Ian, you and Daryl were talking about the story out of California and with Facebook and, you know, them doing this kind of honor system with paying people out monthly with money. And when I heard you, it sounded like you were, like, unsure of whether or not how, you know, how accurate this is going to be or how honest that this was going to be. And, you know, these... I guess you can assume it's going to be called a program, but these programs of giving out free money is not unusual at all. Case in point, Governor Phil Scott over here, he's, you know, the first 1,000 people that moved to Vermont, they're going to hand out thousands and thousands of dollars.
All right, really? Hold on. I've read about this program, so it's not just the first 1,000 people to say, I live in Vermont now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they will have
there
that,
are
they will
very
have that accent.
Specific things that have to be done, and the money can only be used to wind up buying equipment used for basically telecommuting. So it's people that can work from home,
okay.
And then the money up to $10,000 will be able to be used for buying computers and electronics and stuff to allow them to work from Vermont.
So cam girls, they can now come and get new computers and start their cam careers.
What about cam boys, Ian?
I guess, yeah, that's probably a thing too. There's also IT professionals, phone sex operators. Who else works from home?
Designers.
Amazon merchants.
Radio hosts.
I want to get I need to move to Vermont to get some of this money.
No, Conan, you don't have to move to Vermont to get some of this money.
Really?
You can get some of this money right over here in the state of New Hampshire.
How?
Well, I mean, if you go to Craigslist and you go into where the little search bar is there, type in focus group. Do it in any state throughout the United States.
Hmm.
And these focus groups, what you do is you send them an email.
Yeah.
And then they set up an appointment, and you go to this group for like a couple of hours, 3 hours maybe, and when you're done, they pay you in cash.
And what are they doing? Are they asking you about like some new product idea and getting your opinion on it? What do they do?
And it's not a pyramid scheme where they're trying to get me to sell to my buddies?
No. It's like you might go for a couple of 2-3 hours. It might be, you know, a lawyer will... you know, rent out a room somewhere. They want to, you know, see what kind of response they'll get to a case or something like that, as opposed to spending millions.
Sometimes they'll do stuff with, like, TV show pilots before they wind up running it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we had really good reception with the focus groups we tested this in front of.
I see.
And I have signed up for a few different emails to where I'll do survey, 10-minute survey, and you know, get some points. And once I get a certain number of points, I get an Amazon gift card. And I've actually gotten like 3 or 4 of them. I did a thing for Coinbase a while back where it was like a 20-minute phone interview, and I wound up getting a $100 Visa gift card.
Did you tell them they suck and they gave you $100?
No, it was when they were launching their new commerce thing.
Okay.
Because I have been a merchant through Coinbase for a while, and they had launched this new thing. And they're like, so how does this compare to what the previous thing was? Are there things that we had on the old thing that we don't have on the new thing? Is it easy to use? Are there features that you would like us to wind up implementing? So it wasn't... So, do you like the fact that we wound up giving info to the IRS? It wasn't any of that. It was, what do you think about the functionality of this new feature?
All right, here's the first one I found in New Hampshire. All of New Hampshire.
Focus group?
It's a focus group. It's a jury research project.
Yeah, really?
It's in Manchester, but it was posted almost a month ago. That's the first one I've seen.
Huh. You want to talk to jurors?
And it's only $50 in lunch.
Okay.
The biggest one that I saw that came out of Massachusetts was like over $12,000. But you had to be a part of this seminar for like a month or something.
Mm. Oh, wow.
But also, if you're down on your luck, Conan, with money, you can always sign up for a focus group.
Nope,
there you go.
I'm doing
Robert,
just fine.
Thanks for the recommendation. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. John McAfee. Certainly a man who doesn't need to sign up for any focus groups.
He's just having a good old time.
Yeah, he doesn't care what you think about him, which is one of the things I love about John McAfee. He is just somebody who, he is truly himself.
Living his dream.
Living what he wants to live and just does whatever the heck he wants to do.
Are they making a movie of him?
Probably. I don't know, though.
Johnny Depp was...
But didn't McAfee actually ask that Morgan Sparkly-Faced Freeman would...
Right, and he said, and I believe there was some profanity in the original comment, so I will paraphrase. He said something along the lines of, he doesn't have to look like me, he just has to be able to act like me.
John McAfee, according to Cointelegraph.com, the founder of McAfee antivirus software, by the way, he doesn't run that anymore, and now prominent crypto enthusiast, announced his bid this week to run for U.S. president in 2020 as a way to serve the crypto community. According to his Twitter account, quote, "In spite of past refusals, I've decided to run again for POTUS in 2020. If asked again by the Libertarian Party, I will run with them. If not, I will create my own party. I believe this will best serve the crypto community by providing the ultimate campaign platform for us." according to, and that's the end of his quote there, the will be McAfee's second run for president after he's lost his first bid in 2016 to former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson to be the candidate for the Libertarian Party. Now, Daryl, you were one of the candidates
yes.
in that nominating process. You have shared a stage on more than one occasion
yes.
with John McAfee. Did he ever share any of his LSD with you? Because I know he was talking
no.
about teased that he should dose up this guy named Austin Peterson, who is this right-wing conservative.
He still is a right-wing conservative.
Yeah. He decided to run as a Libertarian Party. So you have these right-winger types like Gary Johnson and this Austin Peterson guy running in a race against you, Daryl,
yes.
And John McAfee. And you and McAfee were the two best choices, obviously. You the most principled choice, McAfee the most entertaining choice.
And didn't he even say that on stage, or was that behind stage when he said that, you know, I'm never going to be as principled as this guy right here? And he was
I don't recall that.
Referring to you, Daryl W. Perry.
I think Johnson also said something that referenced that as well
Johnson,
during one of the...
Gary Johnson.
Okay. Peterson is now running for U.S. Senate in Missouri as a Republican, and he's going to lose handily in the primary happening in about 2 months.
Yeah, who cares about that guy? Mm-hmm. So anyway, Gary Johnson's not coming back this time around, but rumor has it his vice presidential candidate, the even worse... In my mind, Bill Weld, who is a former, so Johnson was a former governor of New Mexico.
Yes.
And Weld is a former governor of Massachusetts. As soon as I heard he was a former governor of Massachusetts, I already knew this guy's bad news.
Right.
I mean, Massachusetts.
And then he joined the party about 2 weeks before the nominating convention. When asked if he had read the platform, he said, quote, I've looked at it. There's some good stuff in there. I could say that about any political party's
right.
platform.
Right.
It could only be...
The Green Party wants to legalize it.
I like the fact that the Democratic Party wound up using the Oxford comma.
That's
it could be, I like that this party justified the text in their platform.
Now,
there are things in the Green Party platform that I agree
yeah,
with.
Yeah, sure. Legalize weed.
Yeah.
No, I don't have time.
Yeah. There aren't any typos in the Constitution Party platform. I like not having typos.
And that's the kind of political answer you'd expect from somebody like Bill Weld. And so rumor has it he's planning to come in and throw in his hat into the presidential race. And Daryl, let's analyze McAfee's chances, because you said he doesn't have good chances off the air. Let's talk about it coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock superboom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. Totallyincorrectoffer.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.